Once you turn 40, that's when the fit hits the shan.
If you walk into your 40s with low energy, chances are you will never build it. And things will just start going downhill.
Do you know as well as I do that kids have no fear of death because they think they're going to live forever.
Right.
And it's instinctive, right? It's an instinct to think that you should live forever. But they have so much energy that they care about nothing, quitting a job, doing daring things. When I was a kid, we used to play on the railroad tracks. I used to climb over the third rail. I used to stand on top of it.
I did too.
Yeah. So, you know, they have no fear of death. But when you get older, you lose that. You just get more and more disconnected. So right now, you're not seriously thinking that bad things can happen to you.
Right now, I'm thinking my life's pretty good.
There you go.
But
you're just a
but
kid.
But I'm not happy.
Happiness is a different story. Depression is a different story.
For the next.
You can't comprehend how bad things can suddenly happen in your life.
No, I think I have a very real idea of how bad things can be. And
like what? Give me an example.
Oh, terrible illness. You know, children getting sick. Children.
Illness.
Right. But isn't that what we're talking about?
No.
If you have a low vibration.
We're talking about bad things happening to you.
Like,
illness is within. I'm talking about bad things happening to you from without. I'm talking about monsters chasing me. Really scary stuff. Like, I won't even tell you.
Like what? I mean, I need
won't
an
even
example.
Tell you.
Right. Right. So.
You have no idea. Because you're young.
Well, I'm young and I have an idea.
Then give me an example. I mean, what are some bad things I should be concerned with? I mean, the things in the news, the things in the media are not the bad things.
How about being buried alive? Somebody thinks you're dead and they bury you.
Right.
And you wake up underground.
Yeah, I mean, I can come up with...
Is that scary enough? How about that?
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm getting at. Yeah, on this, okay, buried alive, sure.
How about
car accidents, shootings.
How about being accused of a murder that you didn't do? You're totally innocent. You had nothing to do with it. And you're on death row.
Yeah, I mean, these are all ideas yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we think of more horrifying things that could happen to a person?
Yes. Yeah, there's endless possibilities.
Okay.
But you're telling me I have no idea, and I'm thinking I've got an imagination. I can think of bad things. I mean...
Happening to you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this, but
okay.
I can give you...
Suppose you have sex tonight and tomorrow there are cops at your door, God forbid, accusing you of a murder and arresting you and throwing you in jail. And all of a sudden you're in court trying to defend yourself for killing somebody you never even knew.
Right.
How would that be?
That would be terrible.
Do you understand that you're at risk for bad things happening? As bad as that, if not worse?
Yes, I understand that.
Do you?
I do, I understand that.
If you really understood it, you would do anything to prevent that from happening. But you won't. If you went to your wife and said, if we don't stop having sex now...
She would lock me up. She would probably have me committed.
If we don't stop having sex now, a man could knock on the door in the next 5 minutes and arrest me for murdering somebody.
Yeah, that would require some explanation to her.
Okay, so you'd explain it. What would she say? She would say, you're right. I mean, that's a good reason for being celibate.
I don't think it would go that well.
Exactly.
She's not going to buy it. See that this is why she's not here. You know, she's got it all figured out.
Everybody does.
I
because
know.
They don't know what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that if you don't stop doing what you're doing, what everyone else does, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a sin. I'm saying it's going to cause your dimension to go down and put you at risk for bad things, really bad things happening. Worse and worse as you get older.
And
no one's going to tell you that. No one.
I'm taking your advice. I'm not disputing it. But I'm asking, is it worth my marriage then? So is it worth my family? Because I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell her this. And she's going to say, you know, this is not what I signed up for. This is what I enjoy. This is basically what our marriage is based on.
If your marriage is based on that.
Your marriage is based on fucking.
Not necessarily, but it's a
you
big part of
it.
Our marriage. No, I was just saying, I was hypothetical.
Part.
This is what she's saying.
It's a big part. Yeah. Give me your percentage. What percent? 50%.
I don't know. Call her and ask her.
It's going to be, everybody's going to give the same answer, by the way. If I ask anybody on the street, they'll give the same answer. So don't be embarrassed.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I can't give you a percentage as to what part of that is, but it's a significant part of our relationship.
It's a
very significant part of our relationship.
Fucking is a significant part of your relationship. But what I told you once before, and what I'm telling everyone, is that when you rise up in a higher dimension and you get that energy, the connection that you have with your partner, spouse, girlfriend, whatever it is, boyfriend, that connection is stronger than ever. It's mind-boggling strong. It's unbreakable. In fact, I'll tell you this, which I never mentioned, that I've had relationships broken up with friends very badly. And after I got energy and connected and rose in dimension, they contacted me out of the clear blue sky and healed that relationship. It just healed by itself, and they recontacted me. Healing. Everything heals. Relationships, physical, a cut on your finger, your brain, cancer, bad things, risk, everything heals. Everything goes away.
So his question was, is it worth my marriage?
Is it worth your marriage? Okay. Is that your decision? You have to do what is right. You know what love is?
No.
Right. You don't know. Love is not a feeling. Love is doing the right thing. Love is a priority. Okay. You love two women. You could be in love with two women, right?
Sure.
So one is your wife and one is the other woman. And they're both drowning. Which one do you save? You can only save one. I'll give you the answer. You save the one you love more. It's that simple. Love is priority. How high is your priority for a given thing or a person? Your wife might say to you, you love your car more than me because you spend more time with it. And if you do, you do. You do love your car more than your wife because the car is a priority. So love is priority. What do you give priority to in your life? And if you have a priority for that thing, you do the right thing for it. If your car's a top priority, if a little tiny thing goes wrong with it, you will fix it. Even leaving your wife on her birthday, you'll fix the car first. So if you're committed to doing the right thing out of love for yourself, then what's the result? Everybody else around you does what they want to do.
I'm not following. What do you mean by that?
You do what's right for yourself and what's right for your family as well, because you love yourself and you love them. Your wife says, I'm leaving you because of your actions, which you're doing because you love them and yourself. She leaves you. Is she doing the right thing? She thinks she's doing the right thing. And by the way, women are very quick to say, he's not right for me. That's a fact. I'm writing a book about men and women, by the way. You're going to love it. She'll leave you because you're not right for her. For whatever reason is in her head, so what? You still have to do the right thing. So what will you do? Oh, don't leave me. I'll choose to do the wrong thing instead so you stay with me. Is that good?
No.
You have a choice to make, to do the right thing or do the wrong thing. Now, you may not believe that what I'm telling you is the right choice.
What you're forgetting
is... You're putting
is
it very black and white, though. You know, there's a lot of...
Gray area?
I mean, how many months is this going to drag on before we get to that point? So my life is going to be...
Living hell?
Yes. Yeah, you know, it'll be a lot of infighting.
You're forgetting what we talked about at the very beginning.
Where you're going.
Okay, tell me.
When I'm happier, people around me are happier.
You would be doing it for your kids. You would be doing it for your kids, because your level of energy. They depend on your level of energy.
Right, but it's not healthy for kids to grow up in a household where the parents are...
Okay, let me ask you this.
I just told you that when you heal, your relationship will heal.
Let me ask you this. A lot of fucking going on. Woo! Are you completely happy? Is your marriage blooming?
It's going to be worse because you're both fucked up from fucking. It hurts the relationship.
Let him answer.
Yeah, I think we have... So I know we have a solid relationship. We get along very well.
And yet you both are complaining that you're missing something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, I was celibate for times, and I had sex at times. And I can tell you that when I was celibate, not just for a day. You're not celibate for a day. You can't have sex today and be celibate tomorrow and have sex again. You're not, right. That's not celibacy. Celibacy is for a time. So when I was celibate, my relationship was great. When I had sex, we fought. Cause and effect. And I can tell you, I observed the cause and effect, the cause and the results. I'm a scientist. I saw the connection.
You said my life is going to be a living hell for a period of time if I do that. But if you truly know...
No, I don't truly know.
Okay, that's the problem. And I've been trying to tell you this. Stop your emotions. Stop thinking. Just let it be transparent. Let it just go through you. And then it won't be a hell for you. It won't be. You know, you have to read this book, I told you, and I also told your wife, and she actually said she did read it a while ago, which I was very surprised about. It's called Don't Sweat the Small Things, and it's all small things. You have to read it.
Is that on your list?
It's a long list.
I have looked at it, yeah.
There's a joke. This woman goes to a psychiatrist and says, I need help. My husband thinks he's a chicken. And the psychiatrist goes... You should leave him. She says, I can't. I need the eggs. Do you understand my point?
Yes.
When you become God, your relationship will change.
Okay, so...
We're talking about being God. We're not just talking about being self.
So I've done this in the past, right? The no chocolate, no caffeine, no stimulants whatsoever. I've completely removed any significance of myself, celibate. This was like a four-month period, and I don't recall ever feeling any of that. Now, granted, this was some time ago, but...
You weren't feeling what?
Any of this, any of what we're talking about.
Okay.
I was young. I was 21, 22.
You weren't feeling any of it because to feel this, you have to stop everything. You understand? Everything. You have to be pure. Even when you were young, okay, maybe you weren't drinking coffee, maybe you weren't doing this or that, but there were some parts of you that weren't pure still.
I don't know what could have been.
Why, you were so... You weren't ever thinking, you weren't ever wanting, you weren't feeling emotions.
So how do you stop feeling emotions? I mean, if feeling emotions is going to stop this, then...
It's a cycle. As you build energy, you become less emotional.
Actually, no, I can say, because that's... Remember I was telling you a while back how my daughter was surprised when she saw me cry at her graduation, and she said, oh, you do have feelings. Yeah. That period is where I learned how to stop feeling feelings.
Feelings are not bad. You just don't want to release energy in the process. I call it excitement. Don't get excited. I have gotten excited, and I've gotten sick from it, right? In bed with the fever. That loss of energy can make you instantly sick, physically sick, or a severe backache or an injury. I messed up once really bad. In the same month, I broke my foot. I got a sinus infection and a kidney stone, all in 1 month. As a direct result of sexual activity, sex evolved for recreating the human race in the event of a mass extinction.
Okay, so I was talking earlier about how sickness is not bad for you. I just got something. So when you're talking about getting sick from low energy, I think what body is doing is just trying to fix itself. That's why you get sick. It's like, I have so little energy now, I have to clean myself up.
Don't they say you have to recharge?
Right.
It's energy. You do literally have to recharge.
Right, because when you get so sick that you have to stay in bed, what happens? You lose your appetite because body says, I can't put my energy into digestion. You don't want to analyze anything because your body goes, I can't give my brain so much energy. I need to heal. I need to rebuild myself. What else is happening? All the toxins are being released. You feel sick. That's what we're calling being sick, when the toxins are being released. Got the foot massage a while ago, long time ago. Got so sick. Why? Because foot massage releases all the toxins from your body.
So your higher dimension didn't stop you from getting sick?
No, that was way before that.
I was doing foot modeling, and the agency calls me and says, we have a shoot where they're going to do that
reflexology,
where they do the pressure points, and she has to do it to you. I said, I won't do it. I turned down thousands of dollars. I said, I won't do it. I said, can't they just pose? It's still photography.
Right.
Can't they just pretend to be? And she says, no, she has to do it to you. I said, no, I won't do it.
But you see, that was a good thing. Once your body releases all the toxins, you're so pure, you can start building energy faster.
No, maybe I should have done it back then.
So getting sick is not a bad thing. Don't get to that point where you need to get sick, but getting sick is a good thing because that's the process of your body cleansing.
But she mentioned what happens when you get sick. You have to stay in bed and recharge. Unfortunately, as soon as people think they're well enough to jump out of bed, that they're well,
they go back to the things they were doing before.
And they're not well. Healing is an unending process.
Right.
And that process is what raises your dimension. And it's unending. You can go higher and higher and better things. And you have more and more power to create your reality the way you want it. And so you spend 24/7 just thinking, these are not analytical thoughts, just what can I create today? What do I need to create today? What do I need to happen? And you can become so powerful that you don't even have to think about it. And in that book that they call the Bible, it says that your spirit knows what you need before you ask for it.
Yep.
Why? Because God is your right brain. It's right in there. It knows everything. But only if you get connected, you have to have that higher spirit. That's what spirit is, dimension. Spirit is an invisible force, right? So what else is it? When you're in a higher dimension, good things happen to you. It's an invisible force making things happen to you. They call those forces gods or spirit. It was awesome. They're going, this is fucking awesome. All I have to do is be pure, and nothing bad happens to me. I'm Superman. Duh. And you say to your wife, I want to be Superman. The ancients did it. She did it. Meaning me. I want to be Superman.
I did it.
And she goes, I'm leaving you tomorrow. And you're going, but I'm going to be Superman. So, goodbye. But then after you become Superman, she'll be back. She'll take a break. She'll be back. Because your attractive force will be so strong, she'll come right back to you.
That's true.
Stronger than ever before.
Well, if that's the case, is she the one I want, Mac?
Wait a second.
Whatever you want.
Right.
You're the creator.
She might not come back.
Whatever he wants.
Not always, because if she is bad for him and he is in the high dimensions, everything that's bad for him will stay away from him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. But if it's right for you and it's good, she'll be back. But that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is, do you want to be Superman?
Superman would be cool. But
there's always a but.
There's always a but.
Do you want to be Superman?
Sure.
I did a post of a Superman and a Superwoman staring at the universe with a big sun. And that's what it said. Be Superman. Be Superman and Superwoman. Do you want to be Superman? Choose. I'm making you choose, but it doesn't matter what I say. It's always a choice. Every step you take is a choice. Now your choice is, do you want to be Superman? You. Do you love your kids?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Does Superman want to protect his kids? Does Superman want his kids to be Superman and Superwoman? You don't believe it. I see it.
It all sounds so easy.
It's an easy decision if you believe it.
You know, believing it isn't even the question. I mean, look, the celibacy thing, I can do it. It's, you know, give it a month to see what happens. But in a month or so, if I've still got the same problems, then what? You know, then there's always an answer. Oh, you're not pure enough.
I mean, I'll tell you.
How pure can I be? I mean, I've completely cut out chocolate. I mean,
you'll start to see results in a month. A month's not long enough. It's unending.
No, I get that. It's unending. But how long before I get to a point where I say, you know what? I want to live forever.
Soon.
You know, I mean, I'm in no race to get to the grave.
I'll tell you
when. There's times where you just say, God, is it over?
When you get
human.
Because when you start seeing miracles in your life every single day, that's when you say, I want this unending happening to me for the rest of eternity.
Right.
Everybody thinks, oh, I'm well. I'm doing just fine. They don't know how fine they can be. The higher you get, you're going to start thinking, oh my God, how did I live before? I thought I was fine, but I was so far from being fine, you know?
I'm willing to do it. I mean, like, I've tried it. I only made it 3 weeks, but I'll do it again, and, you know. You know, if you're just going to sit here and make fun of me. No.